All right. It's the 25th of February, 2019, and today we have the Emperor, Temperance, and the Ten of Coins. I could get used to it, but I'm uncomfortable if I get too comfortable. I really like the cards that have been showing up in the center or present position lately, that is, the daily atmosphere or aura. Today is the only place from where we have to view the past and future, and as a matter of fact, is the only thing creating and defining both, daily, hourly, and now. As long as we maintain our emotional control, as we've been lately, strength, and emotional equilibrium, patience, and balance, as we have today with temperance, as in checks and balances, and keeping one foot on solid ground, we'll be fine. In the past is the Emperor, the authority or father figure we've seen quite a lot of lately, the stable number 4 of the major arcana, and an Aries of the suit of fire, the boss of you, and consequently everything you do, why you do it, and with whom. The one in control. The one who makes the rules and strictly enforces them. Conservative and traditional, he's kicking back on his throne in all his regalia. Gold scepter, gold hawk or eagle on his head, gold-hilted sword in his left hand, gold ram's head on the arm of his chair, gold wristbands, gold breastplate, one leg crossed over the other. He looks pretty relaxed. All that gold must weigh a ton. In the future position, once again, we have the card of inheritance, often dysfunctional family money, property, and tradition, the Ten of Coins or Pentacles, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. It often means marriage and a financially beneficial one, which was the whole point of the institution in the first place. On the Morgan Greer card, the two humans standing under the stone arch of the manor are alone, no grandpa, toddlers, or in-laws. They look pretty damn happy, and they are. They should be. Between them, they're just plain rich. The only cups, as in feelings, emotions, and the things you generally hope to see more of in a story involving family or marriage, are the two gold cups in the capable hands of the giant Sagittarian Angel of Temperance, number 14 of the major arcana, and that makes 2 4s, which is a bit more structure and stability than maybe interesting. Dull, in fact. We may be tired and bored of how, and possibly where we live, as comfortable and luxurious as it may be. Temperance is the mediator, the mixer, the negotiator, the peaceful blue in the center of 2 blindingly wealthy cards. Back and forth, the androgynous angel, the alchemist of the tarot, calmly keeping time, considering a little of one, a lot of the other, 1 foot in the water and 1 foot on dry land. The aging emperor faces left, where would be in the major arcana the empress, his wife at number 3. If it's not a negotiation over daddy's money, someone could be going back and forth as to whether to get married or form a serious, committed partnership of some kind with money or values in general as a major issue, or at least talking point. The 10 is a card of success, and from the looks of it, the bright yellow sun shining from within the arched stone doorway, these humans are forming and creating their own family traditions. They make their own sunshine, bitches. This is all about where you wind up and who you wind up with, and you may be going back and forth about it, mainly because of money or family or both. Find an angel to negotiate your prenup. Temperance is the card of healing and recovering, so recovering from a past abusive or controlling father or husband has everything to do with your own concept of marriage and family. There is a certain restlessness about this picture. The Emperor's glory days are behind him, and even he knows that. He probably has a hard time with it, though. Emperors aren't really in it for the money. He has plenty of that. All the money and time in the world, one always assumes anyway. It's simply being Emperor he'll miss the most. This is mellowing with age. Only the Empress knows, but he was really tired of having to be an asshole all the time, and tired of dealing with assholes all the time. As for the 10, which is 1 plus 0 is 1, it's like a whole new beginning. Right? Right.